Okay, let's start now with today's daf of Mitzia, daf Nun Beis. I thank Mark Jacobs for taking over the past couple of days. Thank you for those of you who sent the best wishes for the bar mitzvah. Thank you very much, Baruch Hashem. Everything was beautiful, and now we are back, at least for the next week until I have to make the transition to America. But Baruch Hashem, over the summer there will also be the daf online. But take it day by day. Day by day, daf in Perek Hazav, especially you take it day by day, and Hazav and Hazav Nashach. Okay, so Matziyat Daf Nun Beis. Let us get to the Mishnah Nun Aleph Mabeis. Says the Mishnah, Kamet Tehei Hasela Chaseira Velo Yehei Baona. Right. So as we know, we have been talking about the Isser of Ona'a, which the Gemara said on yesterday's daf. Actually, it was 2 days ago's daf, on Sunday's daf, the Gemara quoted Hilchasa while we paskin on Nunam Abeis. Rava said Hilchasa less than a shtus, the mekach is nikne, less than a shtus, more than a shtus, bittel mekach, the language of the Gemara, bittel mekach. Rashi says that means shnehem chozrin. So bittel mekach and shnehem chozrin, they both have the ability. And then shtus kano machzer ona'ah. And exactly shtus is kinyan, and you have to give back the ona. Those are the three levels that Rava said on Daf Nun Mabez, and that is what we pass on Halacha L'Maisa. What the Gemara Sefer discussed also is how much time do you have to go back? Do you have until showing it to the Tagar? Do you have the whole day? Do you have forever? So that was also a discussion that will come up again today. So that was all by objects, though. If I sell something and I get ripped off or I rip somebody else off, that's by objects. But this Mishnah now is Bechadish, that is also Ona by coins. Because in those days, the coins were measured and valued based on the amount of silver that was in each of them. So the question is, after over time, some of it gets rubbed out, some of it is worth a little less, there's less silver content, there's less gold content. So how low does it have to get so that I have to say, I'm not allowed to use this, and if I use it, I'm violating Ona? So what exactly are the limits? So, kamatei asela chaseira v'lo yehei ba'ona. How much does the sela have to be, can the sela be missing, and there won't be ona'a, a problem, meaning anything more than this. If it's missing anything more than this, so then there would be a problem of ona'a. So three shitas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, arba isaros isar ladinar. Rabbi Meir says, if there are four isars, right, four isars that it's worth less than the sela. Sela is the largest coin. So that Rashi goes through the math here, that a sela is 2 shekels and a shekel is 2 dinars. Rashi goes, right, there's a Rashi here in the third Rashi on the Mishnah, isar ladinar, a sela is the largest and an isar is the smallest. So if you're missing 4 isars to every sela, isar ladinar, when there are, again, doing the math, isar ladinar, Rashi says it comes out to 1/24th, right? If you're missing 4 isars in a sela, so it comes out to 1/24th. So if the coin goes down, for our purposes, without getting into all the equations, if the coin is missing 1/24th of its value, so then you can still use it. Any less than that, so then already it's called ona'ah, because people think they're getting a certain valued coin and really is worth less. So that would be ona'ah. The Gemara will discuss in a minute why is it that by objects there's a absolute, there's for all types of objects, 1/6, 1/6, 1/6. More than a 6, less than a 6, and 1/6. Then all of a sudden here, we have a shita that says 1/24th. Why should it make a difference? Rabbi Meir Omer, a second shita, arba isaros, right? That was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba pundionos, 4 pidionos, which is double the amount, right? Because 2 isars equals a pundion. So 2 pundions is 4 isars. So now this is double the amount that Rabbi Meir said. So arba pundios, pundion ladinar. So that equals 1/12th, right? Double the amount of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says 1/24th is the limit, and Rabbi Yehuda says 1/12th is the limit. And keep going down in half margins. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shmona pundios, which is double the previous shita. Shmona pundios, shnei pundios ladinar, and tumbed pundios for a dinar, which equals 1/6th. 1/6, which according to Rabbi Shimon then, there's no difference between objects and coins. Right? When it goes down 1/6, so then that is the limit. That is part one of the Mishnah. Again, how much does a coin have to go down in value and rubbed out in order for you still be able to use it? Anything more than that, that would be called una'ah.
But there is a difference, because with objects, exactly 1/6, you can get your money.
Okay, you're right, there are three levels about...
With this, if it's exactly 1/6...
Well, we'll have to see exactly if it is 1/6, because it's going to be a brisa, it's going to help us understand the Mishnah a little more.
But it's not the same concept of exactly 1/6 more...
Okay, okay, it's not the same concept as objects and money, but it's still... General idea, once you're talking about the numbers, you still have the same ballpark figure. Second half of the Mishnah, Ad Masai Mutar Lahachzir, how long does one have in order to be Machzir the Kenyan? Meaning I got the coin, and all of a sudden I realize, Oyvei, I was ripped off. So could I say that a week later, a month later? How long do I have? So Bikrachin, in the towns, Ad Kadesh Yir L'Shulchani, in the village, in the towns where there are money changers at every third corner. So then, enough time for you to go to the Shulchani, to go to the money changer and say, hey, how's this coin? Could you tell me? You're an expert. So that's somewhat of a short amount of time. Even less than a day seems to be the, over the past two blot, when we had the contrast between to a Shulchani, you're going the whole day, and we had the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, gave them a larger amount, but more time to do it in. So Shulchani is less than a day. The Kfarim, but in the little villages where the money changers aren't there, Ad Arvei Shabbosos, until Erev Shabbos, till Friday, when Rashi explains that everybody's buying things for Shabbos, and then there are a lot of people, and you're going to use it, and it's going to be noticeable whether these coins have gotten devalued. Okay, so that's how long do you have to be machzir? Im Haya Makira, if the person who gave the coin realizes and knows that it's a bad coin, and it's gone down in value and it's gotten rubbed out. So then, afilu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, even after a year, mekabla himenu, once he should accept it from the person giving it back to him. So what is this talking about? So as we're going to see in the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say this is midas chasidus. Midas chasidus, a person should take back the coin even 12 months later because he knew about it and he still used it. So therefore, mekabla himenu. There's a Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this, again, this is not 100% clear in the Gemara, but when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Bechira, Yud Beis, in Hilchas Bechira, 12:12, he quotes, Hanosin Salah Chaseira Lachaveiro, somebody gives a coin that is somewhat lacking to their friend. Im Haya Makira, Afilo La'achar Shnei Masar Chodesh, Harei Zeh Machzira. If he recognizes it, then even after 12 months, he could give it back. But if it's possible to use it, but just with difficulty, unless you take it out with midas chasidus. As the Magen Mishnah explains, the Rambam seems to have somewhat of a different understanding than our Mishnah and the Gemara, because the Rambam seems to say that the whole discussion of midas chasidus, which the Gemara talks about explaining the Mishnah, is only if it's less than a shtus. If it's less than a shtus lacking, so then you should take it back midas chasidus. But more than a shtus, that you have to take back. That's what the Rambam seems to say. He says, if you're makir, that it's your coin, afil lachash yemes hachodesh harei ze machzira. But if it's possible to be mosi at adei etchak, which basically means less than a shtus, but you can still use it, so then you should accept the midas chasidus. So that's what the Magen Mishnah explains to Rambam, if it's more than a shtus, then you could always take it back. Why? Because that's nekav tos. That's a megatos that was always that was a problem.
If that's true, then why is this time period?
Why the time period of how long?
The money changer or
that's when it's pachas mishtus, because that's not a megatos. That's more of, we assume that's something that you should have the time to be able to go and ask. If it seems like according to the Rambam, if it's more than a shtus, so that's totally.
What is more than a shtus? More than a 6th,
more than a 24th. More than a 6th, 12th, or 24th, right? Whatever we pass
in.
I'm saying, so, Ad Masai Mutar L'Hachzir, what is that going on? So according to the Rambam, that would be going on this amount or less. But if it's any more than that, then you have even 12 months. That's what he would interpret it. Right? This is, how would that line of the Mishnah, Ad Masai Mutar L'Hachzir, what is that going on related to the previous part of the Mishnah? Correct. I'm saying, so that's the first half of the Mishnah. But then the next line of the Mishnah, which talks about, that's how much, up until this amount of time, there's ona or not. But the question is, we know there are different levels of ona. Meaning, how long
so
do you have...
To the Rambam, even less than this is ona.
Right. We're going to get to the lachatchila level soon. Okay. finishing up the Mishnah, the ein lo alav ela taromis. What does that line mean? Again, the Gemara will explain. What does it mean? Again, if the Pashtus, not like the Rambam, that if you recognize it even after 12 months, you have to take it back with Midas Chasidus, and you can't complain about it. Vein lo'olav ela taromis. And he only has complaining, you can't take him to a Din Torah. Who's the he? The Gemara will explain. V'nosna l'maiser sheni. Even though there are devaluations in the coins, you're allowed to use these devalued coins, or not devalued, less than the full amount for maiser sheni, meaning to be poda your fruit onto these coins. Vein achoshi, you don't have to worry about it. That you're used doing it for less the amount. Why? She'eino ela nefesh ra'a. Because it's only somebody who is somewhat stingy who doesn't accept these coins. Really, they should be accepted. You should accept these coins even though they lost a little of their value. You should accept them. If you don't accept them, then you're just being a little stingy. But Maker Adin, they're real coins, and therefore you could use it for Meiser Shein. That is the Mishnah. So now let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said how much of the coin has to be chaser so that there won't be ona'a, which is mashma that what? This amount, 1/12, 1/24, 1/6, all those amounts, there is no ona'a, only if it's missing more than that is there ona'a. But the brisa has the same machlokas, but with a different title. V'ramini ad kama tehasel chasera v'yeheba ona'a. How much does that have to be chaser? And there will be ona'a, and it gives the same three shitas. So the question is this exact amount, is there ona'a or not? The Brisa seems to say that there is ona by this exact amount, and the Mishnah seems to say not. So Amar Papa Lokasha, no problem. Tana didon kachashiv mimata lamala. Really, these shiurim have ona. These shiurim are ona, like the pashtus of the Brisa. But our Mishnah is going mimata lamala up until these points. That there is no ona. That's what it means. Kamite asal chaser. Up until what point can it be chaser and there won't be ona? Up until this amount. But this amount, there will be ona, like the Brisa says. Mimata lamala, our Brisa says mimata lamala. One second. Tanabra kachasha mimala lamata. But Tanabra, the Brisa, is going mimala lamata, meaning saying that more than this is ona, more than this is ona, up until this amount is ona, and any less than that would not be ona. So you work out the math.
We have this in
Bava Kama, that's the same concept. Right, well, where's just the language of the Mishnah? So says the Gemara now. So Maishta, the question that we alluded to before. Maishta b'sala de pligi, Maishta b'sala de lo pligi. Why is it that by ona of an object like a talus, everybody agrees, 1/6. That's the cutoff, that's the amount. While by money, there are three different shitos. So two answers. Amar Rava, answer number one, Maitana, Mantana talus, Rebbe Shimonhi. Right, no, the whole discussion that we had of Ono, the past five blot, that's from Shimon Shita, who says 1/6 here, says 1/6 there. Amazing answer, that according to this Shita, there is no difference between money and objects, and according to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the shear for Ono, the limit for Ono would be 1/12 and 1/24. By all cases, there's no difference according to this Shita, according to Rava. Abaya Amar Abaya says no. Really, there is a difference. There's 1/6 by the objects, but by all other things, by money, you have all these different shitas. Why? Talis, by a talis, by an object, ad shtus mochil inish. Up until a shtus, people are mochel. If somebody gets ripped off less than a sixth, they're mochel by an object. To amri inish, because people say, ashik legabach v'shavi lekresach. Ashik, from the word oshek, right? To get ripped off, to overpay legabach for your back, literally for clothing. Meaning, if you really want a piece of clothing, an article of clothing, so you could overpay for that. But for shavi lekreisech, but pay exactly the shaveh, pay exactly what it's worth for food, right? So there's a difference between objects. You could overpay for the objects and for shavi lekreisech, but for food not. Meaning, that's we'll see. And therefore, by gabach for clothing, we'll see why all objects are compared to clothing and not compared to food. But it says you should overpay a little bit for clothing. So therefore, people are mochel when it comes to objects. But sela, kiven de losaki lo macha. But by money, if it's not usable, it's not usable. So people aren't going to be mochel if it's not usable. So therefore, that is why there is a difference between the two. Ask the Yuri Hadaf, they ask, one second, because by money, it's not usable if we're not mochel, so what's the machlokas of the Mishnah about? Machlokas of Messias? It's not usable. So it's 1/24, they're not mochel. So how could there be a machlokas about that? So it's that's the Mayane Achachmas Kasha. Right? So why should we'd rather not say it's a machlokas of Messias. right? If it's not yet, what, is it usable? Is it not usable? So says the Mayane HaChachm, he says, maybe based on the Rush, the Machlokas isn't about whether it's usable or not, or really it's a Machlokas about the Umdana. The Umdana. Shematbeya shenifchas bepachos mishir ona yochab alav lotziu b'shivoha amiti. Meaning you could use it for that smaller amount. Meaning even if the coin is usually supposed to be worth 10, now it's worth 7, you could use it for that amount. Nimsin imkein shebekabalaso matbeya shachuk mafsid humima mono as a hefzid hashchika. You're going to lose that amount of difference that it has gone down in value. And the machlokes between them is how much a person is maskim to lose that difference, and then he's going to use it. So it's a machlokes, not lumdus, but in terms of untana, about people's thoughts. How much would people be willing to take it and take the hit themselves? So again, there might be 10% this, 10% that, and the machlokas is what the shir, halachic shir is. But you would rather try to say something that is not a machlokas in mitzias. Or you could say usable, how usable is it and how hard it is.
Everyone agrees that if this amount, 50% of the merchants will accept it. Question is that good enough?
Okay, machlokas might be about how you go by usability. Meaning if you have to do a certain type of difficulty going through with it, is that called usable or not? Tosfos though here asked the two questions that all the Rishonim ask on this line. Again, what was the Gemara's question? What's the difference between objects, which is all one uniform shear, while money is not, it's a machlokas. So Tosfos and Dibur Maskal Ashik ask two questions. So first of all, that makes sense by the buyer. When the buyer gets ripped off, so there's a uniform shear because, he'll overpay. Right? People overpay, as the saying goes, overpay for your clothing. But it's on a mocher, meikel ameimar. But by the mocher, what are you going to say? But the mocher is the one that is getting ripped off and he's not getting the object. So why should that be the shear for the mocher? That only makes sense for the lokeach. So atena ksus, peres meikel ameimar, and also clothing that works for. But food, you say in that exact line. It says food you should not overpay for. So Tosfos gives two answers. Yesh lomar, the lo plug rabbanon. Either way, number one is lo plug. Right? Once the Chazal decided on a shear for this halacha, so then they did not make any distinctions between the shear. Why did they choose the mocher to make the lokeach to make the shear and not the mocher? Because the Achronim explained most of the time it's the lokeach that's going to get ripped off. Most of the time, the mocher knows exactly what it's worth and he's trying to make a good deal for himself. So that's why you pick the lokeach to decide the specific amount, and then once you decide that, then you apply a low plug to the mocher or to the lokeach, or and to ksus and to peros. Number one. The Yod Yesh Lomar, the Iker Hatam, Havisela, Kivin to Losagi Lomachel. The Iker Hatam, the Iker issue is the other side, right? Is that it's not usable, therefore they're not going to be mochel. This side of the clothing, it is not as much of the Iker line. The Iker line is the selak, even though sagi le lo mach. Okay, period. Says the Gemara Gufa. Ad kama te asalak haseiro yebo no. The Tosefta says, right, similar line to our Mishnah. How much is a seller worth, and there will be onah for it? So Rabbi Meir Omer Abba Yisrael Yisrael Dinar, as Rabbi Meir said, 1/24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dalak Pundios Pundion Ladinar, 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmona Pundios Shmei Pundion Ladinar, 1/6. Same three sheetahs as our Mishnah, but now the Tosefta adds on two more lines. Yeser Al Kain Mokra B'Shavya, if it's more than this, if it's worth more than this, meaning it has not depreciated, it has not gone down so much, then you could sell it b'shavya, then you could sell it as is. Ad kama tipache sihei rashoi l'kaima. But now, says the Tosefta, how much does it have to go down, and up until this amount, you're able to keep it in your house. More than this, Chazal say get it out of your house, because it's going to be too much of a Yetzer Hara, you might come to use it, and you're really going to be stealing from people. So how much could you have it in your house, and any more than that, you have to throw it out. Bisela ad shekel. If you have a sella that went down, you could keep it until it goes down to being worth a shekel. A sella is worth 2 shekel. So that means it has to go down halfway. Anything more than half its value, then you gotta get rid of it. Because you don't want to come to use it. But sella can go down to a shekel. Bidinar adrova. A dinar, a shekel is 2 dinar. That's the next one down. A sella is 2 shekel. Right, a shekel is 2 dinar. So a dinar goes down adrova until a quarter. Quarter of what? We don't know yet. We'll see. Pachos mikan isar asur. So we're just going to quote the rest of this Tosefta and the Gemara coming up. We'll talk about each of these lines. Let's quote each line first. Pachas b'kan Isar Asar, less than this amount, even an Isar, which is a tiny, tiny amount, Asar. Less than this amount, even a slight Isar is Asar. And Harizat Lim Kareni, you can't sell it to anybody. You can't give it to anybody because, you know, that is there, even if, you know, you might say, you know, it's worth less, but you can't give it to anybody. Why? As we'll see. You cannot give it to a merchant or to a charam, that's an extortionist. Somebody's going to take all your money, or to a harag, or to a murderer. Why? Because they're going to trick people with this money. Even if you, and it's clear between you and this other person that the money's worth less, they're not going to care about it. They're going to use it to trick people. Ella, what must you do with this money that's worth so little? Ella, yikbena, v'yitzlena, b'tzavar b'no, o b'tzavar b'ito. Make a hole in it and give it to your child as a necklace. Right? That's, you cannot use it. Tosfos says, in Dibre Maskel Yeser, this is even if you give it to, you're not allowed to give it to anybody, even Al-Manasta, they're going to make a hole in it. Let's say you say the guy really wants this coin, he needs some money, right? So let's say you're going to sell it to him, even Al-Manasta. Second line of Tosfos, Yeser. V'achi Berusha, afino Al-Manasta Nokva, William Karina Latagra Lacharam. Right? You can't, even Al-Manasta do these, take a hole in it, you can't sell it to these people. Avalacherim, Yivka Al-Manasta Nokva. Says Tosfos, what's the difference? Why does the Tosefta mention a few people you can't sell it to? You can't sell it to an extortionist, a murderer, or to a merchant. Masha, this is something specific about these. So Tosfos says, the Chiddush is that these people you cannot sell it to, even Al-Manasseh, they're going to make a hole in it. Right? Don't worry about it. I'll make a hole in it. I'm not going to use it. Other people are standard, Sherim, so if they say they're going to make a hole in it, so then you're allowed to sell it to them. When the Rambam quotes this halacha of... This, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam does not mention Tagar. The Rambam just says, Sela shenifkuma in Hilchas Geneva, Sela shenifkuma be'emsa, Aser limkor oso laharag o lacharam. Right, you can't sell to a murderer or to a charam. And again, the Achronim point out, you know, how did the Rambam just leave out this line? Right, the Gemara has all three. So how did the Rambam just leave out this line? So, say some of the Achronim. You know why the Rambam left out the line? Because we have a principle in Yerodea. Uman lomara umnase. Right? A expert does not want to ruin his reputation. So fine, by a harag and by an anos, right? By a killer, by an extortionist, yes, we don't trust them. But by a tagar, by a merchant, you can't make a general rule. We don't trust the tagar. Uman lomara umnase. Right, he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. This comes up in many places in Shas. We'll talk about one in a minute. But that is why maybe the Rambam left it out. So what is the Gemara talking about? Maybe he's talking about a tagar that's chashud, a specific type of tagar that's chashud. That's why it's grouped with these others. But generally, we wouldn't say that a tagar is aser. This is a big discussion in Yerodei in the beginning of Hilchos Tarobas. In Siman Tzadches, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the sugya of kfela. That's a kfela. Kfela means the non-Jewish baker. That's a kfela. So what's the sugya? Says the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadches. If you, by mistake, you know, some milk. I remember a couple years ago, I went into my fridge and somebody had put a milk lying sideways in the fridge. And it was on top of the chicken soup. Right? The chicken soup was closed, but we saw there was some milk on top of the pot of the chicken soup. So the question is, did it get under or go under the rim and happen to go under into the pot? So it was a big pot. So halacha lemaisa, what do you do? So what do we do, lemaisa, what do we do? Right, so I took out the milk and I see there's only, and the milk was closed. Some of it must have dripped out. But it's basically a closed milk. There's how much, it's kimat full. So how much fell out? How much fell out? Tiny amount. And I see a bunch of it is on the outside of the pot. So how much fell in? Even if some of it went, how much fell in? And it was a big chicken soup pot. So we know that halacha is shishim. Halacha lemaisa, you need 1 to 60. There was plenty more than shishim, so it's mutter. It's mutter. Emotionally, we said, I ought to throw it out. But me'ikar hadin, it's mutter. If you see milk sitting there, you got to take it out. But if you don't see any milk there, and it's all achshash, so we go by shishim. But 1 to 60. Why? Because we assume shishim is less than nosin tam. It's not nosin tam anymore. The question is, pre-halacha lemaisa, we go by shishim always. But let's go back in time a little bit. In the time of the Rishonim, the time of the Gemara. So the Torah quotes, if you have an iser that fell into a pot, you know what you could do? Give it to a guy to taste. Give it to a guy to taste, and the guy will tell you whether, you know, it tastes like the Isser or not, because we assume Shishim knocks out taste. So we give it to a guy, Yitamunu Kvela guy. Im Omer Sheinbo Tam Chalav Mutter. And the two of that, all of you showing him weigh in their two cents. What a type of guy are we talking about here? And how is he talking? So the Rashba says, the Torah quotes all these shitas, Simon Sadaches. The Rashba says, you don't need an uman, you don't need an expert. Elafilu Stam Bani Adam. Any stam, because you call Tam, she don't nirgash. The Stam Bani Adam ain't no Tam. You don't need an expert. Because of, the Rashba also says, if he is an uman, then we have the principle of uman lomara umnase. If he's an expert in his field, he's an expert baker, then even if he knows that we're relying on him, and he knows what kind of answer we want, right, you can still trust him. You don't need what's called misiach lefitumo. You don't need, you know, you happen to hear them talking, so they have no reason to lie, because they don't know you're relying on them. That's the shita of the Rashba. V'yesh misha oser, and some say the Torah answers no, and no, you need both. You need uman and misiach lefitumo. And because the chaykazav adoni v'yarash sash yitzurach shalal yadash somchadalav beninus of a hetiv. All different shitas about what you need. The Rambam seems to say stam guy, right? You don't need kfela, but there are some rishonim that say dafki you need kfela, because the kfela is an expert, and that is what you need. Uman lamar umnase. What do we pass in halacha lamaisa? So the Shulchan Aruch says there first halacha and hilchas taroves. Give it to a guy, stam guy. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shach says no, only kfela. Goes back, but the Rambam. The Ain, Noagin, Achshav, Lismocha Goy. That's why you've never heard of this, right? We don't go to Goy's because I'm my next door neighbor, you know, can give it to him. No. Vita Misharin Bakakol B'Shishim. We go by Shishim. We don't go to a Goy Bizman Azem. We just go by Shishim, so this whole thing is not Halacha L'Maisa anyway. Svardin might. Svardin might go through the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the Ramah, Ashkenaz's custom is not to go by a guy, but this is another place where it comes up of Uman Lomara Umnase. So that's where the Rambam left it out. That's the Rambam left it out. There are other Akronim that say that no, that's not a good explanation for the Rambam. Why? Because Uman Lomara Umnase is only by something that already happened. They already happened. But L'chadchila for the future, say Uman Lomara Umnase, here nothing happened. Are you going to give it to him, to the Tagar, that you don't never find? Right, so then other Achronim aren't sure whether this is a good explanation for the Rambam. Either way, Uvda, right, if it's the Rambam left out Tagar, you got to figure out why he left it out. That is one issue. Other issue I wanted to talk about on this line, which is somewhat tangential, but comes up in this line, and that is, what do you do with this coin that you might trick people with? Right, make a hole in it and give it to your son or daughter. Giving your son a necklace? Right, give you a necklace. Is necklace, I would ask you, necklace, is there any halachic issue with that? So that is the psukim in Parshas Kiseitse, the issue, two separate averas, right? Lo silbash, lo yech li gevar alisha, lo yibash gevar sim lasisha, right? Man dressing as a woman, woman dressing as a man. So that is not just in dress, that is an isser in terms of nihug. It's an isser which goes into many areas, halacha lamaisa, of the Isser. Just the Sefer Chinuch, to read it to you, Tavkuf Mem, based Tavkuf Mem Gimel, the Sefer Chinuch says that Shal Yubushu Hanashim Mabushe Ha'anashim Lois Dino Biziyuna, right? Women are not allowed to wear men's clothing. Lefi Shehem Akelim Yuchadim Lagarmi Lanashim. The Tagamunkala says it means weapons. This is the major halakhic issue about women going into the army, women having guns, right? Is the Targum Yonasim and Uziel, right? On that, even Targumunkalis first, Targumunkalis talks about it, right? Klei Zion, the fishahim kelim yuchadim lagamri lanashim, shein derech isha ba'olam latzeis b'klei Zion, aval hu adin she'asul hamid araisa, not just klei Zion, anything latzeis b'malbushim she'derech anashim ba'osu ha'makum l'shamish bohem. Going out with any type of clothing that is the derech for man to do. Mishar she'a mitzvah, the shar she'a mitzvah generally is to keep the separation of the genders, and it continues. The next aver tafkuf mem gimel is the opposite. Men cannot wear mabushei nashim. Men shouldn't be going around in skirts if that's the derech. I don't know if you grew up in Ireland and bagpipes. You know, I don't know if that's a special type of uniform. But in general, this is the isser. But it comes up in many areas. It comes up, like I just said, in terms of the army. It comes up when it comes to tefillin. One of the reasons regarding tefillin. Tefillin is a zman grama, right? Because the Shabbos and Yontif is not zman tefillin. So the question is, should women do tzitzis and tefillin, just like they do shikalulav, just like they hear shofar, all the other zman gramas? So Can they? So the Ramah suggests not to. So tefillin has at least two reasons. Number one, tefillin has a risk factor. Tefillin has a risk factor, meaning guf naki. That's what the Ramah says. Remember, in the olden days, we used to wear, the men used to wear tefillin all day. What happened? It's difficult to keep a guf naki and a clean mind. Clean mind and a clean body. So we do the least that we have to do. We're wrapping ourselves with the Dvar Hashem, with the cloth of Torah. So we do the least that we do. Women, they don't have to. So if they don't have to, then Chazal say they shouldn't. They shouldn't. We already went down to the least that we could do. We don't have a choice. It's a Chiyuv D'oraisa every day. But that's one of the reasons about tefillin. But the other reason about tefillin, and that's the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel about tzitzis and tefillin, that tzitzis and tefillin have become beged ish over time, and therefore, because women didn't do it for thousands of years, so that's why now it's included in that issur. So it comes up by the tefillin, it comes up by makeup, comes up on Purim, comes up that the Raman Purim mentions, the Raman Simen Tafer Tzadik Vav, says, Mashenagu Lubosh Partsufim Bepurim, V'gever Love Simlas Isha, V'isha Kli Gever, Ein Isser B'davar, Me'achar Shein Mechavnim El Simcha Ba'alma. That is what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes many Achronim that say it shouldn't be done. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach, Ayin B'Yoradeya, Sheyesh Lovatel Minagzeh, Hein B'Purim, Obisim Chas Nisuin, V'Akanas Zagdol, V'Ashlaka, Sheyesh Laharchik Mizem, so even on Purim. Even on Purim, again, the Ramah quotes it as a heter, but even on Purim. The other main issue, Allah HaLamayisah, which we don't have time to go into totally, but just to mention, and that is the issue of pants. The issue of a woman wearing pants. So is that an issue of Kli Gever? That is a beautiful discussion of this in Hatzni Leches and Rav Ellison Sefer, where he discusses a fascinating comparison. He says, first of all, Me'ikar Adin, it seems like it does not fulfill the requirements for the Issa D'Oraisa. This is his Shita. Again, I don't have the whole shiur on it, just to read what he says. There are three reasons why it's probably not included in the Issa D'Oraisa of Leibash Gever Simla Zisha. Number one, according to many Rishonim, the reason for the Issa D'Oraisa is to be able to look like the other gender. And most time, assume women do not wear pants to look like the other gender. A. B. There are specific pants made for women. So it's not wearing Simlas Gever. And number three, in most countries in the world today, the question is, you go by the country, you go by the neighborhood. Most countries in the world today, the minhag is many people do. Do you go by the Jews? Do you go by the non-Jews? Again, these are all up to debate. But obviously, he says the the poskim are against it. Even if it's not the Issa D'Oraisa, it definitely might be violating certain nihugim of the Mesorah. The outline of the foot is more is noticeable, which might not be tsanua. Again, one has to know exactly, Rahman al-Islam, certain skirts that are worn are much less tsnius than pants. So everyone has to ask their local postik exactly the hierarchy. But he has an interesting comparison at the end. He says, but a skirt identifies a Bas Yisrael in a certain way, similar to how a yarmulke identifies a man. A yarmulke also is not Me'ikar Hadin, but over time it has taken upon itself a life of its own. And therefore today, if somebody does not wear a yarmulke, so then that says something about them. Right? So he has that dimyon. It has that dimyon between a kippah. Again, even though the first Shuv in Igros Moshe talks about going to work without a yarmulke, many poskim say, who knows if that would happen, if that applies today, where there are yarmulkes in every profession, in every area. So he has that comparison between the yarmulke and the skirt. Interesting comparison, but he has all the makoros here in Hatznei Leches. Again, I'm not poskening here, just mentioning some issues that come up. Again, there's a lot more. Okay, let's continue now. Amar Mar. So what? I didn't even get to the case about them putting a necklace on the tzavar b'no. So I have to figure out whether jewelry is considered, it comes up with wearing a ring. Right? Many people have rings, so is that an issue? Many people, it's so accepted in many circles to have a wedding band, right? Even around the table here, some yes, some no, right? So obviously yesh makom lahakel in certain areas. Amar Mar says the Gemara. Now we're quoting b'selat shekel b'dinar rova. The Braisa said, how low can it get and you can still have it in your house? And less than that, one cannot. So a sella has to go down till half, because a sella is worth two shekels, at shekel, and bedinah ad rova. So maisha b'sella at shekel, maisha bedinah ad rova. Why by a sella do we say you could go down to half, and anything more than that you got to get rid of? By dinar, it says ad rova, a quarter. So why does that get a quarter and this gets a half? So Amar Abaya, my rova diktani nami rova shekel. No, rova means a quarter of a shekel. A quarter of a shekel is half a dinar. So it is half. Amar Rava dekanami, also it's proven by the Lashon, diktani rova v'lo ktani revia. Shramina, it doesn't say revia, a quarter of this amount, but rova, a quarter of something. So you say it's a quarter of a shekel. Shramina. So one second, fine. So that's what we say it means. But so that why do you use the shekel as the bar to measure? Right, a shekel is the largest amount. So why do you measure in shekel terms? Just to teach me that there is a possibility that you can have a shekel that goes down all the way to a dinar, and that's still mutar l'kaimo as long as it doesn't go down less. A dinar that comes from a shekel, right, which is half, you could keep. Dinar haba misela, also the kaimo, but a dinar that comes from a sela, which is only worth a quarter of its earlier value, that is also to be mekayim. Period. Next line of the Tosefta had said, pachos mikain isar asur. Less than this, even an isar amount, is going to be asur. So my comment, what is that line referring to? So Amar Abaya, hachi kamer, this is what it's referring to. Pachsa sela yoser michdeo na'a isar asur. If a sela is even more than the ona'a shir, a tiny amount. Remember, seller is a huge coin, and an isar is a tiny coin. Even if it goes down less than that in isar, asur, it's already asur. Even if it goes down even just in isar's amount. Amalei rava ihachi, afilamashu nami. What do you mean even an isar amount? Any tiny amount. Any tiny amount more than 1/6, 1/12, 1/24. Once you go over that, you don't need an isar's worth more than that, any tiny amount. So Elama Rava, you're right. This is what it means. That line of the Tosefta, Paksa Sela Isar Ledinar Asar. If a Sela goes down less than an Isar to a Dinar, which is the same exact Lashon that Remeir used in our Mishnah, Isar Ledinar, Asar V'stamach Rebbe Meir. Meaning it's just alluding to the shear of Rebbe Meir, which is 1/24 in the Mishnah, to tell me that that's what the Tosefta is being so same like. The Rishonim on this line discuss, it says less than this is Asur. Is it Asur? We said the three shear of Ona'a. Less than a six is exactly a six and more than a six. Less than a six, is that Asur? Am I allowed to rip somebody off less than a six? L'chatchila. Am I allowed to do that? So Tosfos explains Rashi here. Question exactly whether Rashi means it. Tosfos assumes that Rashi holds it is mutter. It is mutter l'chadchila. Aval, fifth line of Tosfos Amar Abaya. Aval kedei ona'a, mutter l'hotziya b'yafeh, ubilvach yachzer ha'ona'a, im yitve'enu halak kodem shir l'shulchani. Even exactly a sixth. If you're going to give it back the sixth. Umutter kivan sha'amechach miskayim. Upachos michdei ona'a. Mocher b'yafeh. Afilu am ein daito lachziro no. Bishum dahave la'alter mechila. You're allowed to assume immediate mechila. So therefore, less than a sixth, Tosfos explains Rashi, is mutter. That is what Tosfos explains Rashi. The Ritva here says chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom! And he's quoting his grand rabbi, the Ramban al Torah. You're allowed to rip somebody off because they're going to immediately have mechila? How could that be? Says Ritva, no way. Below near it, avada. Kol sheyesh ba kedei ona'a, k'pei the rabbi ika. Udekuliyam aso l'siya b'yafeh. You're not allowed to. I'm allowed to do that. So that's Rash. That's the Ritva. That's the Ramban al Torah at Parshas Bahar, where we discussed this Ramban last week when we spoke about ona'a by karka. The Mishnah says, Mishnah we didn't get to yet. Mishnah says ain't ona'a by karka. The Ramban says, of course that means there is an isadaraisa of ona'a by karka. The context of the pasuk is by karka. It just means there's no hilchos ona'a by karka. There's no chiyav hashava. But the Ramban says the same thing by less than the shir ona'a. Aval ani choshev ot svar shevadai hamaanes chaver lodas over balam bein mital bein mekarkos metaltzel in karka less than shir. So don't tell me that there is no. It is not a problem. The Rush here has a suffix about it. Yeah. How do you work it out with profit margins? Right, so this is, maybe we'll get to that a little bit. Maybe we'll get to that a little. Actually, it came up a little bit yesterday. That was a discussion of Amana and Nosi Benotim Bama, right, the before that. Right, it came up a little bit on yesterday's daf, so we didn't get to talk about it. But when you advertise for something, so it could be that, you know, whatever that, you know, that's not tricking somebody. That's what the market, you go in, you know this is what the market is paying in this area, in this neighborhood, whatever it is. So you have to know, right, how does that work with trying to make a profit? right? Is there tricking at all? Do you think it's worth? Are you tricking that it is worth an amount that it's not worth? Right? So that when you can say that when you sell it, you're not saying it's worth this amount, right? You're just it's for the tircha. Also, you have to work it out. Right? The reader by Aaron Levine's books on halacha and economics. Let's continue. The Rosh here has an important lashon regarding whether there's an isser or not, less than ona, but we don't have time to read it. But the Rosh right here in Dalet Chaf.
Isn't there a difference between a private individual and a commercial?
Okay, private and commercial might be right. Commercial, it might be understood that he's trying to make a profit, right? And therefore, if you pay more, you understand this.
It may be dearer.
Right. That's what we had. Didn't we have that yesterday? Right.
Yeah,
it might be the emotional connection to the objects might play a role. Right. So Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Kalim. Selah shenifsalav iskina sheishalka b'mishkolos. Let's say you have a coin that's very, very lost a lot of its value. So you want to use it as a weight. You're not going to use it as a coin anymore. You want to use it as a weight. And you were misaking it. You made it into, you shaped it, so now it doesn't look like a coin anymore. And now it's going to be a weight tumeus. Now it's makabel tuma. Because we know only something that's usable, a kli, is makabel tuma. So right when you're misaking it to use, is makabel tuma. Tosas on the top of Amabay says, if it's usable as is, then it's makabel tuma right away. It's only if it needs something to be done to it, do you have to first do something to it. Akama tifak is v'yirashar l'kaima. How low does it have to go down and you would still be able to hold on to it? Because more than this, we're worried that you might come to use it and rip somebody off, too much of Yetzahara. L'sela, shnei diyarim. Pachos mikan yakutz. More than that, you have to cut it. Cut the coin so it's not usable. Yeser alkein mai. What about more than that? Amar afuna pachos mikan yakutz. Yeser alkein yakutz. What does that mean? We'll have to see. More and less than that, you have to get rid of it. Rav Ami amar pachos mikan yakutz. Yeser alkein yakayim. No, only if it's worth less than that, you have to get rid of it. If it's worth more, meaning it didn't go down so much, then you're allowed to keep it. So Meisve says the Brisa. Yes, sir, okay. Mocher b'shav. The Brisa said earlier that if it's more than this, you're allowed to use it. So my life, shepachsa yosem michdeo na'asa. Does this mean that it went down more than the shiro na, which means the amount that you're allowed to still do it? So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you have to get rid of it in both directions. So lo yisera dakati lo pachsa michdei onasa mocher b'shav. You know it means that it's less than it didn't get to the shiro na yet. And therefore, you're allowed to sell it b'shavya. Meisve, another brisa. Atama tifaches v'yirashoy l'kaima. How much does that have to go down and you can still keep it? B'selat shekel, halfway. So my lav, the pachas perta, doesn't this mean it goes down little by little? And you don't have to get rid of it until it gets to this amount. And meaning, as it goes down little by little, you can still keep it. Another kasha on Ravuna. Lo, the nafal anura v'ifchas b'chad zimna. Maybe the case is it fell into a fire. It got ruined automatically right away. In one shot. Period. Okay, Amar Mar. Yikvena bitlana b'savar b'no b'savar bito. If a coin gets really low valued and we're worried that you're going to use it, you got to make a hole in it. Make a hole in it and put it on a necklace for your child. Veramini, but we learned in a brisa, lo ya'asenu mishkal be'mishkalosav. If a coin gets really low value, you cannot use it as a weight. V'lo yizrakena b'ngruto. So if you can't throw it amongst your broken kalim, again, because you might eventually use it. V'lo yikvena bitlana b'savar b'no b'savar bito. And you're not allowed to use it as a necklace. Ella o yishchok, you got to either grind it up, o yatuch, or melt it down, o yakitz, or chop it in half, o yolach liam amelach, you have to get rid of it. So you're allowed to make it into a necklace or not. So Amar Abelazar, Bamila Rafuna, Amar Abelazar, Lokash, either Abelazar said it or Rafuna said it in the name of Abelazar, Lokasha, kan be'emsa kamen atzad. Depends if you make the hole in the middle or on the side. You can make a hole in the middle, that's fine. But if you make a hole on the side, that's not good enough because a trickster could just shave off the side of the coin and then use it. So therefore, only a hole in the middle would work, but not a hole on the side. Admat emutel ha'achzir, back to the Mishnah. How long do you have to return it to return this if it's up to the shiro na'ah? B'krach ha'mashir l'shulchanim b'krach ha'mashir aradar v'shabasos. So ma'ishta b'sela d'maflig u'ma'ishta b'talz d'lo maflig. Why, by coins, do we have here a distinction between villages and towns? How long do you have? And by a talis earlier, right, how long do you have? By going back by a talis, we said, right, on Mem Tasma Beis, on the Mishnah that we had on Shabbos, how long do you have? Just to go to show to the Tagar, as long as you can show it to the merchant or to your relative, right? But all of a sudden, here, we have a machlokas. What's the difference? So two answers. Amar Abaya, kitzan nami, mastisan betalis bekrach entzan. Again, Abaya says, really, there's no difference between a talis and a coin. Really, when the Mishnah says earlier about a talis, it was talking about krachin, the villages, but really, the kfarim would have till Erev Shabbos also there. Rav Amar, no. Tal is called inish kimli begava. Objects, people know how much they're worth. Sela, kima, and therefore, by a talis, you have just the amount of time to show it. To show it, you don't have to worry about, even in a village, they know what it's worth. Sela, kima, delav, kolinish, kimli, begava, elashulchani, but in a little village, in coins, not everybody is aware of the values. Helkach, bekrach, indika, shulchani, atir, elashulchani. Therefore, in the towns where there are money changers around, so that until you can show it to the shulchani. Bekfarim, delaka, shulchani, aravi, shabasos, the salk, and the shuka. That's when they go to the shuk. So therefore, there's a difference between the coins and the begadim. And if he recognizes it, that it's his coin and it was a lower value, then he has to give it back even after 12 months. So hecha, what are we talking about? And if it's talking about the big cities, we said there's a limit until you have to show it to the shulchan, which is later that day. So what do you have forever for? Summer of Chizda, as we said before, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. This is all about Midas Chasidus. Maker Adin, you have the Shiurim of Erev Shabbos and until you show it to the Shulchani. But if you're a nice guy, you know, you should take it back even later. Ihachi Eim Asefa, but 1 minute. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Ein Lo Olav Ela Tarometz. And he only has complaints against him. You can't take it to a Din Torah. So, Laman, who is that referring to? Ila Chasid, if we're talking about a Chasid, meaning a Chasid, a pious person, took back the money, right? He didn't mean this Chasidus. So there's a very important line here. Lo kibuli likbili minei, velo taromes tevilei. So he shouldn't have taken it back, and he wouldn't have taromes, Rashi says. So don't be a tzaddik. Instead of being a tzaddik and complaining to the other guy. Right? It's better not to be such a grace of tzaddik if you're just going to sit there and complain and say Lashon Hara about him. Right? So don't take it. So if we're talking about the Chasid, don't accept it, and he won't have taromes. Vela lahech de kibla mine. So we must be talking about, no, the guy who he took it from, de kibla mine. So the guy, the one who the chassid took it from, shouldn't complain. Ulabasa de makala mine teromas tevile. What kind of complaints is he doing? The guy took it back from him. So hachi kamar. It means ha acher afa pishi makabli menu ain lo love teromas. No, it means if anyone else is in the situation where there was not a chassid involved, meaning the guy, the other person, did not accept it back, it's tough luck. He only has Taromes on him. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about Meister Sheni and about is there a possibility, fascinating, comes up tomorrow, possibility of a Chalos Meister Sheni without Kedushas Meister Sheni. Is that a possibility? Or Meister Sheni will come up tomorrow.